In this bulletin, the National Summit on Women's Safety is launched amid criticism about the agenda's event and calls for the talks to lead to real change. New South Wales records more than 1,000 new COVID cases and 5 deaths. And in sport, a football match is suspended due to complaints about some players allegedly breaching COVID health orders. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. An Indigenous academic is pushing for women's shelters to be established in areas of Australia where family violence services are missing. A 2-day women's safety summit is being held to discuss gender-based violence with groups raising concern about a shortage of affordable housing. Professor Marsha Langton from the University of Melbourne says she has heard of a women's shelter being developed without adequate community consultation. She told the summit that some abuse survivors do not trust the police and fail to report violence.
So safety is the critical issue. So we need emergency accommodation in addition to the women's shelters. We need proper responses to the calls for help. Now, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women don't call the police.
Listeners seeking sexual abuse information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. A 3-year-old boy who went missing from his family home in the Hunter region of New South Wales has been found. Authorities had spent days searching for Anthony Elphalak, who had autism and is nonverbal. The boy's father, who is also named Anthony, says after praying, a miracle happened and his son AJ is alive.
No, he's just clinging to mum. He's clinging. As soon as he heard his mum's name, he opened his eyes, looked at her and fell asleep.
And are you going to give little AJ a gift or a little treat?
Yeah,
I'll probably buy him a little quad bike or something.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says regardless of the latest COVID-19 modelling, the health system needs to be ready for a number of scenarios. The government has promised to give citizens further freedoms once the state has 70% double-dose vaccination coverage, likely by mid-October. On Monday, the state recorded more than 1,200 new COVID cases and 5 deaths, with daily infections forecast to hit between 1,100 and 2,000 this month. Ms. Berejiklian says when the state opens up at higher rates of vaccinations, it will prevent hospitalisations.
The bottom line is that anybody who needs that care will receive it. Our surge capacity, we estimate, is in excess of what we'll need. But as you know, all good planning means you prepare for more than what you think you need.
Victorian health officials are reporting the majority of its latest COVID-19 infections are aged under 50, indicating younger patients are more greatly affected. The state recorded 246 new coronavirus cases on Monday, with authorities warning this pandemic is infecting youth, essential workers, and unvaccinated people. COVID-19 commander Jerome Wymer says household transmission is a significant concern in the northern and western suburbs.
So I would urge, please, again, for those communities that are on the front line, those communities in our northern and western suburbs, we now have significant numbers of people working with you in our local public health teams, in our local health services, through councils and a whole range of other community support organisations to help you stay safe, to minimise the risk of transmission.
The Australia Capital Territory has recorded 11 new coronavirus cases, with most in the community while they were infectious. Canberra officials are reminding anyone with COVID-19 symptoms not to delay their test, but are praising the public for following the health rules. Chief Minister Andrew Barr is thanking Canberrans and businesses for complying as the focus shifts to vaccinating students across the territory.
Over the next 7 days, we aim to get the first dose rate for 16-plus Canberrans to 75%, and our fully vaccinated rate for 16-plus Canberrans to 50%.
To sport. In what is being described as a once-in-a-lifetime experience, Queensland is set to be confirmed this week as the host of the NRL Grand Final. Finals begin this weekend on the Sunshine Coast, Townsville and Rockhampton, while Mackay is also in line to host post-regular season games next weekend. With teams based on the Sunshine Coast since July due to COVID-19 lockdown in New South Wales, officials have teased that Suncorp Stadium will be rewarded with the Grand Final fixture on October the 3rd. And in football, the Brazil World Cup qualifier against Argentina has been suspended 7 minutes after kickoff because of coronavirus protocol concerns. Brazilian health officials stormed the pitch, accusing 3 Argentine players of breaking quarantine rules arguing they should not participate. Four Argentine players had to isolate and couldn't play in the match, but three of them started against Brazil. The president of Brazil's health agency says the four players from England's Premier League would be fined and deported. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 28 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide, possible showers in Melbourne, sunshine in Canberra with a top of 18, much the same in Wollongong, and similar conditions in Sydney. It's mostly sunny in Brisbane, a shower or two is expected in Cairns. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.